I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Defying a government ban to hold a rally, an estimated 100,000 Iranians flooded the streets in support of Mir Hussein Mousavi. He thinks he ousted President Ahmadinejad in last week's election. Electoral fraud is now being investigated. Evangelist Sammy Tippett predicted this. He says if Mousavi somehow wins the election,
we really feel like with a reformist movement, if that were to come to power, that there would be more a dialogue with the West, there'd be more opportunity, there'd be less persecution of the Christian community.
Through his radio and television programming beamed into Iran, many have turned to Christ and have started churches. Next, South Sudan's rebels are demobilizing. But Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says tribal conflict still exists. Their team broadcasts the gospel into Sudan. DeYoung says, coupled with the number of Christians in the region,
that would seem to provide a basis for peace and reconciliation through the common commitment to Jesus Christ.
They joined a partnership between the New Sudan Council of Churches and the Reformed Church of America.
We will be cooperating more closely with an organization that's called Reconcile, and it exists in order to foster a dialogue leading towards peace and reconciliation among Sudanese peoples.
And finally, this summer, Rob and Kristen Vandergees and Rietsma will be traveling across North America to share the connection between food and faith. While on their six-week Eat Well food tour, sponsored by the Christian Reform World Relief Committee, they'll be visiting churches to challenge Christians to see food as a justice issue, with all the hunger in the world, and consider how it relates to their faith. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your free copy of the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana who was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get your free copy of A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.